حسرت ہے ہماری بابا کر دو وہ پوری آ کے مل جاؤ پیارے بابا ہم بچوں سے آ کے مل جاؤ پیارے بابا ہم بچوں سے آ کے حسرت ہے ہماری بابا کر دو وہ پوری آ کے مل جاؤ پیارے بابا ہم بچوں سے آ کے مل جاؤ پیارے بابا ہم بچوں سے آ کے انبر پہ آنکھ اٹھائے من تو اڑتا ہی جائے سنگم کے سہانے سکھ جو ہم لوٹے تو لٹائے دیو چتون سے نس نس کو بھرتے آج آ کے مل جاؤ پیارے بابا ہم بچوں سے آ کے مل جاؤ پیارے بابا ہم بچوں سے آ کے پدھارے گل کھل جاتے ہیں نیارے گلشن تو مہک جائے تو جو اسے سوارے ہر گل میں بھرتے بابا تو خوشبو سورگ کسی آ کے مل جاؤ پیارے بابا ہم بچوں سے آ کے مل جاؤ پیارے بابا ہم بچوں سے آ کے حسرت ہے ہماری بابا کر دو وہ پوری آ کے مل جاؤ پیارے بابا ہم بچوں سے آ کے مل جاؤ پیارے بابا ہم بچوں سے آ کے
لو پربھو ملن बच्चों से नया फर्श और नई दुनिया
बाप दादा Today, Bap Dada has come to congratulate the children everywhere for the new year and the new world from the subtle regions to this physical world. All of you have reached Madhuban, your home, with all love, with great love. People in the world only celebrate the new year. Which is only of one day. You celebrate constantly the new world at this confluence age. For you, the new world is always merged in your eyes, and you always see it in front of you. You remember it and you reach there. It is merged in your eyes, is it not? The new world is merged in your eyes, is it not? You experience it, do you not? That this moment we are at Sangam Yuga. That is, today we are at Sangam Yuga and tomorrow we will go to our new kingdom. We will go to our kingdom. You are able to see that world so clearly in front of your eyes. People in the world greet each other only on one day. For one day, but
gift me
to you, Bap Dada has presented you a golden world. Oh, Baba Singh, they give a gift on one day for New Year, but then Bap Dada has presented you a gift of the whole world to you, which will last for a long time. The new world is merged in your eyes in this way, is it not? That you can reach there in 1 second. So, is that new golden world merged in your eyes, in the eyes of all of you in this way? You can reach there in 1 second, can't you? Today you are at Sangam Yuga and tomorrow you will have the rights to rule a kingdom and will rule there. Now, according to the time, you know that
Bhagat
devotees of you ancestor souls. Because they are unhappy and peaceless, how much they are crying out to you, the ancestor souls. Are you able to hear their voices? Are you able to hear their voices? How they are crying out with so much sorrow and unhappiness, sorrow and peacelessness. They are saying, give us peace, give us happiness. Give us joy. Are you able to hear their sound? Give, give. That's what they are saying. So, so you children who are merciful, benefactor souls, the children of the bestower, have to do this task of serving those souls through your mind. Feels pity on them. Bhaktada feels sorry, feels pity or mercy on such peaceless and unhappy souls. you also feel pity on them, don't you? Baba was saying, and he interrupted in the middle of the sentence, that today Baba got the cough which Brahma Baba used to get. So, and everybody's laughing. You know, Brahma Baba used to cough a lot. So Baba was saying that you have to give peace and happiness to these unhappy, peaceless souls. So, so you also are feeling mercy on those souls, aren't you? Today is the day when the old world is going, and the new the old year is going, and the new year is to come. Therefore, in the world, in the year which is going, in the year which is going, so what plan have you made? The old year is going and the new year is coming, so what plan have you made for the new year? What plan have you made for the new year? What plan? With the old year, have you made the plan of bidding goodbye along with the old year also? So what will you bid goodbye of your life along with bidding goodbye to the old year? And what newness will you fill in will you bid farewell only for a short time, or will you do it forever? Because Bap Dada has given you the signal. Whatever old sanskars which are still remaining in you, those sanskars, you should know those sanskars and give away them and finish them for good. Bap Dada sees these old sanskars in the form of an obstacle in your efforts. On one hand, the children say, Baba is my world. On one hand, the children say that Baba is my world. Then from where have the old sanskars come? If Baba is your world, then from where have the old sanskars come? These old sanskars which put obstacles in your way of making efforts should be finished, shouldn't they? When you have a heart-to-heart conversation at Amrit Vela, with Bap Dada, at that time you give your account. All of you give your account. In that it is seen that it is the old sanskars which are coming in the way of your efforts and not allowing you to move fast. That is, they are slowing your efforts. So today, as you bid goodbye to the old year, can you also bid goodbye to your old sanskars as well? Can you? Raise your hand if you say you can. Then you'll have to give up the old sanskars. It is very easy to raise the hand. But you have to raise the hand of your mind as well. You're raising your hand. You're raising your hand that you will finish your old sanskars for good. Okay, raise them again. Raise your hands again, and they're all raising their hands that we will finish our old sanskars. Give up our old sanskars for good. Some are raising even both the hands. I was looking around. Majority of the children raised their hands and pleased Bap Dada. Bap Dada, is pleased to see that the children are courageous. And where there is courage, there is always help from Bap Dada. So now that you have raised your hand, now that you have raised your hand, so everywhere, whether they are small or big places or centers of Bap Dada, all of them have become free of obstacles, haven't they? Why is Bap Dada saying this? Because
uska karan
purane sanskar when the news comes to Baba of some obstacle somewhere, it is all because of old sanskars which come in the way. Therefore, did you finish the old sanskars even in your thoughts? To finish the old sanskars even in the thoughts means to receive the blessing of being free of obstacles. Did you receive the blessing of being free of obstacles? You do receive the fruit of courage, don't you? And you have already received the blessing from Bab Dada that one step of courage of the children and many steps of help of the father are already there. Therefore, remember this promise you have made today that remember this determined thought or promise you have made that made on this day that you have given away your old sanskars. If by chance these old sanskars come back to you, then what will you do? What will you do if these old sanskars come back to you by chance? Because something which you have given away, it cannot be kept by you, or you will not keep that with you again once you have given it away. To give it away means it doesn't belong to you anymore. So when it doesn't belong to me, then how can I keep it? How can you keep it if it doesn't belong to you? If you have given to Baba, then it's with Baba. You don't have it anymore, is it not? Are you sure you have given it to Baba? Are you sure? Now raise both your hands if you are saying yes, pakka, true. You are firm on it that you have given your old sanskars to Baba. Pakka, are you sure? Are you firm? Pakka can mean both things. Are you sure? Are you firm? Those at the back, are you raising your hands too? Yes? And so many hands. Bab Dada is happy to see how living in Kali Yuga living in Kali Yug, you are experiencing what you are experiencing from Bap Dada at the confluence age. For the world it is Kali Yuga, but for you it is the confluence age, Sangam Yuga, that is the age of all attainments. You have all attainments from God, all godly attainments, all treasure of knowledge, all virtues, all powers, whatever you have attained. That you have to experience in a practical way. Therefore, on this day, all of you, those who raise your hand, to all the children, whether you are sitting here face to face, or whether you are far away in distance, but listening to Baba in this country or in foreign countries, in this land or in foreign lands, to all the children, Bap Dada is giving from the heart. What is Bap Dada giving from the heart? Somebody says, congratulations. I was saying, congratulations, of course, Bap Dada is giving. But along with congratulations, to all of you, Baba is putting his hand of blessing on your head. And everyone claps. Baba is putting his hand of blessing on your head. Even Bap Dada is dancing in his mind and singing, "Wah, my children, wah." And children clap again. All of you are also dancing in your mind, aren't you? Say Hanji. And they are saying Hanji. Yes, Baba, we are also dancing in our mind. Now, teachers, Baba is telling the teachers, all the teachers raise your hand. The teachers raise your hand. Even foreign teachers are here, raise your hand. Chinti Ben is sitting and the youth teachers are also there. So Baba is looking around at the teachers. Seeing and hearing how the children have made the determined thought, Bap Dada is very pleased and is happy to know. Bap Dada is happy to know that whatever he is hoping for the children to become Bap Saman, to become complete, as this is the aim of the children, in that for them to attain that stage easily, this determined thought will help, and it will help them to become free of obstacles, and also it will help them to become free of obstacles and also bring time closer. Bap Dada is also happy to see that how all the children have made this determined thought, and they will fulfill that thought. And the people in the world who are unhappy, peaceless, the children will serve them through the mind. And give them some support because Bap Dada cannot bear hearing them shouting, crying, screaming. You also can't bear it, can you? See, the sorrow and unhappiness is growing, is increasing more and more. Therefore, be merciful. Have mercy on them. Along with having mercy on them, also have the thought that as you move along, right from Amrit Vela onwards, we have to serve the souls. Can you make this determined thought too? Just as you made this determined thought to finish your old sanskars, you made this determined thought to finish your old sanskars for good. You have decided to finish them for good, is it not? Not to finish them only for a short time. So, just as you have made a determined thought to finish your old sanskars for good and become like a father, similarly become the children of the bestower, become the master bestowers, and serve the world, to serve the souls of the world through your mind. Are you ready to serve the souls through your mind? You will serve the souls through your mind as well. Will you serve the souls with your mind as well? And they're all raising their hands. So throughout the day, whenever you get any time, whenever you find time, throughout the day, at any time, at that time, you must do service to the mind. Why is Bap Dada saying this? It is because it's only you children who have to usher in the world of happiness. You have to bring the world of happiness here. Bap Dada has made you his right hands for this task of bringing a world of happiness here. Something is given with the right hand, is it not? So you are Bap Dada's right hands. You are his right hands means, that is, means that you have to serve the souls of the world. Baba wants to give this service to all of you, that you have to keep on giving something or the other to everyone. People are crying out, give, give, give. And you have to give happiness to souls. You have to give happiness to sorrowful souls. You have to give strength to miserable souls, and do some charitable acts in this way. Now, you children who have recognized yourselves, you have recognized the Father, you have claimed the right to the Father's inheritance, now make others the same like you. Because now all want mukti. You have to send everyone to mukti, and you, with the help of the Father's blessings, will claim the kingdom, will become the rulers. This is why
Bhar bachche ko
This is why Baba is giving this thought again and again to you children, that you have to become free of obstacles, you have to serve, you have to become servers, and you also have to become free of obstacles. Those who belong to the Father, those children who belong to the Father,
Sangam Yogi Brahman Jivan Ka,
to such children, experience the pleasure of the Brahmin life of the confluence age, and they will experience this pleasure more and more. The pleasure of being a Brahmin at the confluence age, this pleasure the children will experience more and more. So all of you, whether you are new ones or you are old ones, that is, whether you come for the first time or whether you have come many times, all of you do think that you have claimed the rights to the Father's inheritance. You are swinging in the swing of super sensual joy and the determined thought that you have made of finishing your old sanskars, that is conquering, the determined thought of conquering the old sanskars. All that, whatever you have promised or made a determined thought of, all of you who have done that are the few out of multi-millions who have done this, who have become that. Baba is telling, Janak child asked Baba, 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 you should have a special meeting of the eight, with the 108, with the 16,108. So, those who think that they are surely going to come in the rosary of 108 or 16,108, they raise their hand. Those who think that they are going to come, are they going to be the beads of the rosary of 108 or 16,108, they raise their hand. Even the new ones are raising their hand. Congratulations. Faith in the intellect will, those who have faith in the intellect will surely be victorious. Bap Dada knows that those who have faith in their intellect can definitely move ahead, and they will move forward. So everyone clapped when Baba said this, that they will surely move ahead. They are sitting here in front. All the first timers raise your hand. All the first timers raise your hand. Raise your hand. Okay, stand up. All the first timers, can you stand up, please? Raise your hand high now. So many first timers.
सभी के तरफ से बाप दादा आप लोगों को मुबारक.
On behalf of all of you, बाप दादा is congratulating you. So on behalf of all the older ones, Bap Dada is congratulating the new ones, the first timers, that whatever promise you have made should be revised by you always at Amrit Vela now. So every day at Amrit Vela, revise your promise you made to Baba. Bap Dada is happy to see the children. That
too late ke pehle.
You have come before the too late board is put up and have claimed the right to your inheritance. You are so excited that they are clapping again and again. So, therefore, the whole family, whole Brahmin family, whether you have come here or whether you are in the centers, on behalf of all the children, Bap Dada is congratulating you. Now, do one wonder. Will you do it? Do you have the courage? Should Baba tell you that you have to do one wonder? Will you do it? All of you stay free of obstacles from the beginning itself. All of you stay free of obstacles from the beginning itself and become number one in faith and intoxication. Bap Dada is happy. That the old ones are of course the old ones, but the new ones, will do wonders in a short time. So Baba is praising the new ones that you will show wonders in a short time. Okay, you may sit down. okay now?
Sabhi ko.
To everyone, whether you are new ones or old ones,
ek second ka.
To all of you, Bap Dada, is giving you a task. Baba is giving you a task to do to everyone, whether you are new one or old one. Now, all of you, in 1 second, finish
or ek second mein.
Go away or take away all other thoughts and go away from all other thoughts and stabilize yourself in a point form. Can you do it? Will you be able to do it? Will you do it? In 1 second, I am a point. No other thought at all. I am a point. The one who could stabilize himself or herself and become a point of light in 1 second, they raise the hand. Who could become a point of light in 1 second? In 1 second you could apply a dot and become a point. Okay. So many raise their hand, and then Baba is giving another exercise. Now, for 15 days, do this practice. Every hour, throughout the day, do this practice of becoming a point. In 1 second, applying a point and becoming a point. Each one should practice this. And being in that atmosphere whilst performing your tasks, you have to check whether you can become a point form in 1 second or not. whether you got success in becoming a point form in 1 second or not. Here, because of the atmosphere, you can do it easily. But in your places, wherever you are staying, there you should be able to do it in 1 second. Apply a point and become a point. Stabilize yourself in a point in 1 second. This practice you do there. Because Bap Dada has told you that as you will move forward, as you will go ahead, you will need to do this practice. You will need to stabilize yourself in a point in 1 second. It will become very, very essential. It will become very, very necessary for you to do that. Therefore, practice it again and again. And then, whatever the result is, that you give, write and give to your teacher about your stage, that whether you could stabilize in a point or not. And then the teachers, whether you are sitting here or you are not sitting here too, wherever you are, in all your classes, this Baba is giving homework to everyone, and the teachers have to take this result from everyone and then send it to Bap Dada. Bap Dada will receive this result and then will see. From this it will be known that to what extent you can come in the rosary of 108 or 16,108. So how or whether you are worthy of coming in that rosary or not, whether you can get the right to come in that rosary or not, to the extent of how much successful you are in becoming a point form in your practice, then from that it will be known to what extent you are worthy for that, for coming in the rosary of 108 or 16,108. Because if Baba makes you raise your hand, that who considers himself to be worthy of coming in the rosary of 108 or 16,108, if Baba asks you, if Baba asks you this, then you will surely raise your hand. But then you have to write and give to your teacher, and then Baba will get the result, and from that Baba will know. Supposing the Dadis give the name that these souls will come in the rosary of 108 or 16,108, then some may think that why my name is not there, even I can come in the rosary. I'm also in the rosary. So you should write yourself. Because from that it will be known. From that it will be known. Whether you can come in the rosary of 108 or 16,108 or not. So Bap Dada is asking you Can you experience whatever form you want to experience in 1 second? Can you experience whatever you form want to experience? Can you experience any form you want to experience in 1 second? There are the five forms. So, which are the five forms which you have been told earlier of? Those five forms. Can you experience any of them in 1 second if you wish? Do this practice. And on the basis of to what extent you are successful in this practice, you will come to know whether you can come in the rosary of 108 or 16,108 or not. Can you do it in 1 second, or does it take time for you to stabilize in that form? From your practice, it can be known. Otherwise, Bap Dada is happy to see that majority of you raised your hand in this. You have raised your hand now, that is good, but then as you practice this, it will become so easy for you. Just as in the practice just as it became natural in Copper Age and Iron Age to come in the practice of body consciousness, so too now it can become so easy for you to stabilize in any form you want to. It should become so easy, just as it was easy in Copper Age and Iron Age to become body conscious. To stabilize yourself in these forms should become easy now. Why is Baba saying this? Because such a time is going to come when you will need to be in that form. Therefore, You have to practice this more and more. Even when you are performing your task, you should be able to practice this. And then, whatever is the result, write that and give to your teachers. Therefore, keep practicing this for finishing the old. Just like you are bidding farewell to the old year and become your own teacher and practice it continuously. And write your chart, then your attention will be drawn there more. Experience in such a way, just as you can raise your hand and you can stop it when you want to stop it, you can raise it higher when you want to raise it higher, just as you can use your limbs in this way and control your limbs, similarly you should be able to do your mind in this way too. In whatever stage you want your mind to be, you should be able to stabilize your mind in that stage. The Maha Mantra, the big mantra in the memorial is also Man Mana Bhav, keep your mind in me. This is the drill of the mind.
Isme safalta kitni hai, wo apna aap hi.
How much success you are getting in this practice, that you have to check yourself and find out for yourself. Bap Dada wishes that each child experiences the happiness of Sangam Yuga, experiences the attainments of Sangam Yuga. Each child gets the experience of each attainment of Sangam Yuga. This is what Bap Dada wishes.
Apne aap ko check karna har prapti.
So check in yourself whether you are able to experience each attainment, each attainment, each power, each virtue, each point of knowledge, each method of yoga, whatever Baba is saying, each point of dharana, whether you are, make yourself experienced in that, in each one, each thing, in each point of knowledge, in each point of yoga stage, in each point of dharana, in each virtue, in each power, in each attainment. Keep on inculcating all this. And continue to move forward and forward. So today, Bapdada has emphasized on checking and experiencing attainment. Let no attainment be lacking or be less. If any attainment is lacking or is less, then according to the drama, then according to the drama, tests will come accordingly only. That is, whatever you are weak in, that type of test or examination will come in front of you. Therefore, in a short time, try to attain the stage of completion and perfection to as much extent as possible. So for that, check and change as much as possible. Therefore, on this day,
aap sab ke sadharan swaroop mein bhi,
on this day,
aap ke bhavishya ka roop,
although all of you are in your ordinary forms now, but Bap Dada is seeing you in your future form, your future form in which all of you will be complete with all attainments. Baba is seeing that form of yours now, although you are in your ordinary form. But Baba is seeing you in that future form. Baba is saying today the body is doing its own work, means little bit cough. There is cough, you know, Gradi Gulzar had a lot of cough. But Bap Dada has to work through this body. To all the long lost, now found children everywhere, the children who are seated on the father's, on Bap Dada's heart throne,
Fun, Mama, Dad.
to be obedient, fast effort maker children. Bap Dadas. Lots and lots of love from the heart. And congratulations from Bap Dada. Congratulations, congratulations.
Bap Dada ko bhi bachchon ko dekh khushi hoti hai.
Bap Dada also is very happy to see the children. Wow, wow, great, 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 my children, great.
सभी बोलेंगे वाह बाबा वाह
वाह बाबा वाह
फिर से बोलिए वाह बाबा वाह
वाह बाबा वाह
फिर से बोलिए वाह बाबा वाह
वाह बाबा वाह
ओम शांति अभी सेवा का टर्न बाबा इंदौर जोन का है सभी इंदौर वाले खड़े होंगे 7,000 आए हैं इंदौर वाले
7,000 हैव कम फ्रॉम इंदौर जोन टर्न ऑफ सेवा इज Indoor zone. All Indore Nivasis, all those of Indore, are you busy in remembrance and service?
Khushi
hai. Bap Dada, all those of Indore are busy in remembrance and service. Bap Dada is happy about this.
Apane, apane.
And they are clapping.
Pusharan. Aur prapti. Ke anubhav se.
On the basis of you are moving forward on the basis of your attainments and experiences and you will continue to move forward.
Hemant. Achieve.
You have kept good courage.
इसलिए जाए मत है.
And wherever there is courage, There is the fruit and the power of courage. Both fruit and power, both are attained to those who keep courage. Now Bap Dada wishes that every zone
Seva Shya,
every zone
apane sthiti
should do should aim for making self-stage and seva, service, free of obstacles and thereby increase the speed of effort and become the loving children of the Father. You are the loving children of the Father. And you have to continue to move forward and become the loving children of the Father more and more. This is the speciality of Indore. That you have good connection with the government. You know, Chhattisgarh, Raipur center, the capital of Chhattisgarh state, they have very good connection with the chief minister and all the ministers, the whole government. So Baba is saying you have very good connection with the government. Now, make them cooperative in your service. Make them cooperative in your service. Your connection is good with them. Now, make them help you in service. Make them your companions in this task. So that with their help, the people have an influence and therefore make them your companions. They are also willing to do it, but you have to push them and make them your helpers. Make them come more close to you.
संख्या तो बहुत है
Otherwise, your quantity is quite a lot. Those from indoor zone who are first timers from indoor zone, they raise their hand. First timers of indoor zone, they raise their hand. Baba wants them to raise their hand. Those who are first timers in indoor zone. It is good. Each zone is moving forward in service and getting success and will continue to do the same. Bapdada is happy to see each child. You are moving forward and you will continue to move forward. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, jurist wing wale aaye hain. Jurist wing wale sabhi khade honge.
Jurist wing. They had their meeting.
Jurist wing. Apne kaadiye. Kar bhi rahi
hai. Jurist wing is doing its work and will do it in the future also. It is good. Bapdada had given a signal to the jurist wing before also that someone in your group should come forward and prove that it's only God who is the sermonizer of the Gita. form a group. Just as Baba had told to the religious wing that you form a group and approach the heads of religions. Similarly, there should be a group in the jurist wing which should come forward and prove who the sermonizer of the Gita is. Can it be possible? Can it be possible? Ramesh Bhai is standing. The Justice Aishwarya is also standing from Hyderabad. The many jurists who have come in the meeting, Baba is telling them, because these two things should become well known in the world, who the sermonizer of the Gita is, and secondly, God is not omnipresent. These two things should be revealed, and very, very gradually they should be revealed. Just as Baba Sri Ramesh tried to sit down because he has some problem. He has problem with his knees. So Baba is telling him to sit down. Just as it has become famous in the world about the Brahma Kumaris that the Brahma Kumaris
Manaki Shanti Manaki Uljan
helped in giving peace of mind and removing stress through meditation. This is becoming well known in the world about the Brahma Kumaris. So anyone who is peaceless, he knows that if he goes to the Brahma Kumaris, then the Brahma Kumaris have the solution for his peacelessness. This is becoming well known gradually. Similarly, these two things that who the sermonizer of the Gita is, and then God is not omnipresent, these two things also should become well known to the people with authority. They first of all, they should be satisfied with this, and they should then say that this is something to ponder on, something to understand. Then this point will spread. This point should spread. About lectures of the Brahma Kumaris, they always say that they speak very well. They speak, you know, very systematically. They come to listen to your speeches. They have begun to understand what you are saying. But the most important thing about who spoke the Gita And also God is not omnipresent, that should be clarified more and more.
ये तो विशेष पद है.
These are two main things.
इसे ये सिद्ध हो सकती है कि इनको ये सिखाने वाला को.
From this it will be known who is teaching you. Therefore, make efforts keeping this aim so that it is proved that there is some authority who is teaching them. Otherwise, it is good. Since from the time these wings have been created for different professional groups, from that time onwards, each one has taken the responsibility of serving his profession. Each one is doing his service well. Therefore, Bap Dada is giving love to all such children from the heart and is blessing. May you continue to move forward and may you make new plans in order to reveal the Father.
Baba double videshi bandhne baithe.
Double foreigners are sitting here. 700 double foreigners. Please stand up, all the double foreigners. All the double foreigners, please stand up. 700 double foreigners are here. Special love and remembrance to all the double foreigners. Bap Dada has observed in an incognito way, you are doing very good service in an incognito way. This is why Bap Dada thinks
ki Bap se dil ka pyar,
that
aur nazik ka mehta,
you have great love for the father and you know the importance of the knowledge. This importance of knowledge and love for the father is increasing in every child. Double foreign children have done very good expansion in service and in efforts to, they are moving forward and doing better and better. This is why
dil ka pyar,
Bap Dada
aur dil mein
gives love from the heart and encourages this children so that they move forward. Bap Dada is happy to see that they are moving forward and will continue to move forward more and more in service. Dada is seeing that how everywhere the service is growing well, there is very good expansion everywhere, but then what is to be done next? Just as an effort as well as in service, you are moving forward. Similarly, now, in the subject of remembrance as well, you have to move forward and keep increasing your experiences in remembrance. You are also playing a very good part of a karma yogi.
Yad ki yatra
Therefore, whilst performing actions, you have to increase this pilgrimage of remembrance. You have to
powerful
make your remembrance more powerful and increase your experience in yoga, experience in yoga and take number one in this subject of yoga as well by moving forward and helping others to move forward in experiencing in meditation. Otherwise, there is very good expansion and also you are giving good attention to your efforts in service. You are also paying attention and drawing the attention of others as well. Therefore, to all the double foreign children, Bap Dada is congratulating you. Bap Dada is congratulating the double foreign children for your good efforts and service, and now what you is remaining is to increase your experience in meditation. So that is the essence of what Bap Dada said. Om Shanti. Okay, now you may sit down.
Baba, abhi youth retreat chal rahi hai foreign walon ki.
The double foreign children had the youth retreat, children's retreat, parents retreat of the double foreigners, double foreigners, children retreat, youth retreat and parents retreat. Brothers and sisters, please stand. The rest can sit. Okay, first just the youth stand up. The children and parents can sit down. Only the youth stand up. Children don't sing now. First the youth. Baba is speaking only to the youth now. Children don't sing now. Later on. Okay, children stand up. Baba is children to stand up. All the children stand up. To all the children, lots and lots of love and remembrance. The children are waving. The children are singing that what the elders cannot do, that we little children will do. We are the children of God. We will bring heaven on earth. What the older, the elder ones cannot do, we children will do it. We are no less than anyone. children are singing. We are the children of God. We will bring heaven. We will create heaven on earth. The children have great zeal and enthusiasm. Now, when you go back to your country, you do service also. And also increase happiness and increase your yoga, your meditation. Baba is telling the children, okay, children, sit down. Children, sit down. Now the youth stand up. The youth. So 15th International Youth Forum, Reality of Royalty. That's the subject, the topic of this retreat. Even the government wishes to see the transformation in the youth. Therefore, the youth should form a group. You can make the youth of India also mix in your group, but show the speciality that there is peacelessness and unhappiness growing in the world, but happiness, purity is increasing in us, which is being given to us by Shiv Baba. Let anything happen. But the determined thought which we have made, that we will become good people and spread goodness in the world. And we are moving forward in that, and also telling others about our life and making others also make their life elevated. When you serve in this way, then even the government will become happy that these young people have made their life good and are making others also good. So gradually the impact of the youth is reaching the government. What the world is not able to do, that you are doing and will show the world. So keep showing the world, and in this way spread the sound. It is good. The Bap Dada is happy to see how the youth can make the future bright, brighter and brighter. So continue to move forward more and more. Okay, the youth can sit.
हॉस्टल की कुमारियां आई हुई हैं सभी कुमारियां उठी
कुमारीज हैव कम फ्रॉम द इंदौर हॉस्टल इंदौर हॉस्टल कुमारीज हैव कम Kumaris of the Indoor Hostel have done very good progress. They also help in the center. Bap Dada is happy to see the Kumaris that these Kumaris have not only saved their own selves, but they are also giving their company and making others also get more and more zeal and enthusiasm. This is why the Kumaris are an example in front of the world. You keep on making others like you. Make others instruments for service like you. Seeing you, others also get zeal and enthusiasm, and therefore Baba likes you very much. You are good, and keep moving forward by becoming more and more good and making others good too. Okay, you may sit down.